This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like Trump is going to debate Joe Biden twice. I have different thoughts about that. Senator Ron Johnson is here to talk about the inflation report, which is bad. Bank of America, debanking people, Lauren Chen, all that and more coming up on I'm Right. All right, let's have a talk about this debate stuff and Joe Biden in 2024. But before we get to that, we want to do what we always try to do on the show. We try to catch every one of them we can find. And sadly, they're very common. Military members who die during training. We have always believed they deserve to be honored, respected. Their families need prayer. Lieutenant Zachary Ghali, Army officer, died during training in Louisiana. It's extremely sad. That young man gave his life for his country. Every bit the hero of somebody who dies in combat. And pray for his family. And we salute you, sir. Rest in peace. All right? All right. So let's deal with the big campaign news of the day. Everyone woke up and saw it. Everybody did. There are going to be debates. Because there were debates about whether or not there were going to be debates. Meaning Joe Biden, he's so old, he's so riddled with dementia, he can't talk anymore. He definitely can't talk off the cuff. He's so bad now, he's getting worse and worse at speaking off the teleprompter. Remember, he can't do it. His mind doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. So we were thinking, is he even going to debate Donald Trump? Donald Trump, despite his age, is still pretty freaking sharp, energetic. Out there giving hour, 2 hour rallies and speeches, and Joe Biden's not physically, mentally capable of that. So we were all thinking, gosh, Joe Biden is at such a disadvantage. Surely they're not even gonna let this poor old sap debate, right? Surely they're not gonna let this guy debate. But they did. And now it was announced today that Biden and Trump are gonna debate on CNN. Now, I need to clarify this. I need to clarify something before I go forward here. A lot of this stuff has not been confirmed yet. Now, we know right now there are going to be, as of right now, two debates, one on CNN, one on ABC. First one, we'll focus on that. We'll just leave that for now because this is what we're hearing about it. And there's a lot of reporting that this debate, if you want to call it that, between Trump and Joe Biden, is going to take place not only on CNN, but without a live audience at all, so in a studio. And the rumor now, and it has not been confirmed yet, but the rumor now is that the Biden campaign is demanding that CNN cut off Donald Trump's microphone when he's talking. Okay, so I want you to picture this. Which is picture this. Picture you. Let's say you're a fighter. You're an MMA fighter. You fight for the UFC. You're a world champion MMA fighter. And what is your specialty? What do you do really, really well? You know, there are different styles that make fights. What is it that you do so well? You're a striker. You're a kickboxer. We'll call that. You do Muay Thai. You're a striker. You punch, you kick. That's what you do. You want to stand up and you want to spar with somebody so you can knock them out. Your opponent, he not only is not a kickboxer like you, it is well known that this guy is one of the worst strikers in the history of mankind. Essentially, a little girl could beat this guy up if the fight stays standing up and striking. He has to have the fight go to the ground. It must go to the ground or he's gonna lose. And so you tell him, I wanna fight. And he says, yeah, we'll fight, but we have some rules. You see, we have to start out on our knees. We're never allowed to stand on our feet at all. If anyone stands on their feet, they're disqualified. And the referee of the fight, he's going to be my dad. That's what we just did with this debate. Why do we keep doing this? Why do we keep agreeing to this? First of all, CNN, there's not a more despicable media organization in the United States of America than CNN. The New York Times and Washington Post and CNN are really the three-headed monster of the worst, despicable, evil communist propaganda you can find out there right now. Why would we agree to debate anybody on CNN? Why? And the Jeffrey Zucker, former head of CNN, already came out today and said this debate will be the most watched thing in CNN history. So not only are we walking right into hostile territory, we are gifting the evil organization who hates Trump, we're gifting them their largest ratings in history. And on top of that, Joe Biden can't think. And it's so much worse now that he's getting older. Remember during the State of the Union address when he lost his train of thought and he started yelling at Marjorie Taylor Greene? He started doing that whole thing and he called the guy an illegal alien, which you know you can't say that now if you're a Democrat in the country. Joe Biden can't even think. And so we agree to this tightly controlled environment that will be tightly controlled by essentially the Joe Biden campaign. What? Yeah, I know we wanted to debate him, but did we have to agree to fight on our knees with his dad refereeing the thing? God! And I saw so many people out there today, and this goes back to, honestly, it goes back to our mentality. It goes back to you and me and how we think on the right, and I understand this. The right, and I don't mean this as insulting as it sounds, so just stay with me. The right has a loser mentality. Winning becomes habitual, becomes a habit. Losing is exactly the same way. You win for long enough, you assume you're going to win. You know what it looks like to win. You prepare as if you're going to win. You ever been on sports teams? I've been on winning ones. That's what it's like. You ever been on a losing one? I've been on those too. Sucked. I remember my sophomore year of high school basketball team, garbage. We used to get blown out all the time. And about halfway through the season, you could see it set in. A loser mentality. Losing became habitual. We expected to lose. We prepared as if we were going to lose. And we, by the end of the season, didn't even know what winning looked like. I remember it like it was yesterday. We had a game. We were used to getting blown out by 30 points, 20, 30 points. We had a game where we lost by 8 and we celebrated as if we'd won. So ingrained with losing, we don't even know what winning is anymore. That's what the GOP is. Celebrating that Joe Biden's debating while agreeing to play their game on their field with their referees enforcing their rules. Why are we giving ABC a debate either? They're maybe worse than CNN. You know, look, you remember last time they debated? Remember when Joe Biden had a little help last time?
Because look, there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what. Is this where you're exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
It was her comment that really made that. Did you hear what she said? Did you hear what she said? Joe Biden tells an outright lie. And we now know all this has been confirmed. What he just said was an outright lie. It was his son's laptop. His son is a felon. He is the family business, meaning Joe Biden is the family business. The laptop revealed that Hunter Biden worked for him. All that stuff was factual. And the second Donald Trump comes in and drops the, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. The moderator jumps in and says, I want to stay focused on race. And that was in front of a live studio audience where Donald Trump got the freedom to speak into the microphone whenever he wanted. And today we're supposed to celebrate because we're waltzing into enemy territory with handcuffs on once again. Sorry, you can count me out of that celebration. I'm good. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Inflation makes me uncomfortable. I want to know, when's it going to stop going up? Let's start there. I want it to go back down. You want it to go back down. When's it going to stop going up? Maybe Senator Ron Johnson has some idea of something we can do. These people are killing us. He's going to join us next, and we'll talk to him about that. Before we talk to the senator, let's talk to you about your coffee choices. We all have choices to make in life, very important choices. Buying your coffee is one of the easiest ones because you can buy it from one of these big coffee bean companies who hate you. You know, they're out there. They're going to take your money. They're going to promote DEI and ESG and all the other commie gobbledygook. Or you could buy your coffee from Blackout Coffee, the greatest coffee ever, from the patriotic coffee company that not only shares but promotes our values. That's Blackout Coffee. 20% off your first order. Speaking of inflation, why don't you go drop a big fatty order at Blackout Coffee and stock up when it's 20% off? Blackoutcoffee.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't even want to bring you inflation numbers, because what difference does it make? You already know about them because you buy things. You buy goods, services, you shop for groceries, you pay your power bill. Obviously, it came in at 3.4%. We know that it was going to be bad. Prices are at 19.5 over Biden's presidency. 19.5% prices are up. It's bad. Every American is being smashed by it, and the people in D.C. don't seem to give a crap. At least the leadership in D.C. doesn't. Joining me now, the great Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin. Senator, it is the out-of-touchness of these people in D.C., both GOP leadership and Democrats, that blow me away. My email inbox, it's not full of complaints about anti-Semitism at Columbia University. It's full of people saying, I can't afford groceries. Someone help me.
You know, we have a problem with the Uniparty here. There's no doubt about that. I think the better way to describe this is Moody Analytics just came out with their analysis nationally. It's costing a family $1,000 more a month because of Biden's inflation. That's $12,000 a year. And you know, the other way of looking at this is a dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth 83.8 cents. So I don't think people really can really convert percentages into daily living, but $1,000 a month. Most people can figure, well, I could do a lot with that $1,000 a month, but it's just being wasted now because of Biden's inflation. You have to spend that amount of money just to maintain whatever standing of living you had prior to the Biden administration. It's beyond burdensome.
It is, and when you combine that with the stories about personal savings being at an all-time low and credit card debt being at an all-time high, it's obvious the American people are trying desperately to keep their heads above water, and yet the spending seems to continue without end. Senator Chuck Schumer just a couple weeks ago went on the Senate floor and bragged that he didn't have to cut a nickel. These people celebrate the fact that they're not cutting anything at all.
It's mainly because people don't really look at the numbers. You know, in 2019, before the pandemic, before the recession, the federal government in total spent $4.4 trillion. Now, that had doubled over about a 17-year period from 2002, okay? So it took 17 years to go from over $2 trillion to $4.4 trillion. Then, because of the pandemic, the next year we spent, I think, $6.2, and we never looked back. Now our new baseline, President Biden is looking to spend $7.3 trillion in the next fiscal year. This year, we'll probably spend $6.9. We haven't returned to pre-pandemic baseline. We've just taken that massive COVID relief spending level and just turned that into a new baseline. It's completely unsustainable. Interest now is costing us more than national defense. This is completely unsustainable, but most people in Washington, D.C. are just whistling by the graveyard. We haven't had the debt bomb go off, although we're having the firecrackers. I mean, that's what the 2008-2009 recession was, the Great Recession. That's what 40-year high inflation. That's what a dollar that you had at the start of the Biden administration is only worth 83.8 cents. These are the little firecrackers going off, but we haven't seen that massive debt bomb, which would be a horrific crisis.
Senator, do your colleagues, I know this is something you rant about often, I give you credit for it, but the people there, Republican and Democrat, who spend money at this level, do they not know about this debt bomb, or do they not care? I would have a hard time believing people of that highest status who have that much information don't know, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just a bunch of morons we're dealing with.
Well, the rationale we almost always go to is, Ron, it's not discretionary spending. What we're in charge of is mandatory spending. We can't do anything about that. That's on automatic pilot. And that's why, because they see when people like me say we shouldn't have two different parts of our budget. You know, 72% of our budget is mandatory spending, out of control. No business, no family could budget that way. Everything has to be on budget. But when I say that, I immediately get slandered and said, oh, he wants to put Social Security on the chopping block. He wants to cut slash end Social Security. No, I'm trying to save Social Security. The greatest threat to Social Security is not having the financial wherewithal out of the general budget to plus up the benefits when the Social Security Trust Fund runs out, which, by the way, is just an accounting gimmick anyway.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to shift gears because you and I, I'm sure, could go back and forth on this for about 10 years. Illegals, are they voting in this country? You always hear rumors of they're being registered, given driver's licenses. They are voting. They aren't voting. Are we worried about illegals voting in our elections?
I certainly am. We now have evidence that non-governmental organizations that American taxpayers fund some of these NGOs are handing out a slip of paper to illegal immigrants before they come to America that says, when you get to America, vote for Joe Biden. There's a push for mail-in balloting, you know, absentee balloting, while we relax all the controls over it. You've got New York City, I believe it is, that allows illegal immigrants to vote in city elections. I mean, they're just setting it up. That's why Democrats are so opposed to voter ID. So no, I think Democrats are doing everything they can to make it easy to cheat for illegal immigrants to vote. That's how President Biden is, one way he's weaponizing the federal government. He's turning all his agencies into voter registration agencies. Now, they're not going to go and vote and register MAGA Republicans. They're going to go and they're going to do everything they can to vote or register people who are dependent on government, probably the illegal immigrants. No, they're going to do everything they can to cheat to gain electoral advantage because they just want power. That is what unifies Democrats, radical leftists. They want power, and you obtain power by growing government.
Senator, the RNC, the convention is coming in Milwaukee. It's in July. I will certainly be there, so I guess this next question probably applies to me as much as it applies to you. You're going to be there, too. You have security concerns about this whole thing. Are we going to get attacked at this thing, Senator?
I mean, let's hope not. What we're looking at, this came to my attention a couple of weeks ago, is they've set up the protest zone a block from the convention. They originally had the entrance sites funneling in on the streets immediately adjacent to that park, where there will be, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of legal protesters shouting awful things at convention goers. So I met with the Secret Service director yesterday, not satisfied with the answer. She had the ability. They used their criteria from other national security events. They applied those criteria. They came up with a security plan. Now she says she doesn't have the authority to change it. I'm going to keep pressing this case, saying that this is an obvious problem area here. We can mitigate at least this risk. You can't get rid of all risk, but to have a protest zone where they can all gather, totally uncontrolled, they can spread out from there easily on the streets. Right now they're talking about putting those entrance zones just a block away to the north and the south. Again, this is, from my standpoint, beyond ridiculous, but we're gonna have to apply pressure. This is, you know, she works for Mayorkas, by the way, and of course Joe Biden. I want to put it by those folks to do everything they can to just keep it as is and enjoy the show.
Yeah, of course they would. Senator, I expect you to have my back if I'm being attacked over there. Jump in. You're from Wisconsin. It's time to hit somebody. All right, I got to let you go, though. Senator, I appreciate you very much. I'll see you in Milwaukee. All right. Look, they keep doing this stuff. And every time I say that these people are okay with you being hurt, that they kind of want you to be hurt, you get all kinds of pushback from people. That's too far. That's too far. No, they're not. Why do you think they denied RFK his Secret Service protection? Why do you think they do little things like this? They just kind of make sure everything happens to be set up in a way that you might end up getting hurt. Oh, whoops. Did some Antifa guy spike a cinder block off your head? Dang, we didn't see that coming. Not my fault. These dirty commies are all the same, man. They all act like this. It drives me crazy. All right. We have Lauren Chen coming. She's going to talk about many different things with this COVID revisionism. We're going to talk about this Trump-Biden debate stuff. Before we get to Lauren, let's talk about the timeshare you think you're stuck in. But you're not. It's a lie. And people believe that lie because it's a lie the timeshare companies tell them. You decide you're done with your timeshare for whatever reason. Don't use it anymore. Can't afford it anymore. Whatever. And so you shoot them an email. Maybe you call. Hey, I'm done. Just want to let you guys know you can have it back. And what do they tell you every time? You're not allowed out. You can't have it, or you're not allowed out. You have to pay your annual fees, special assessments. Sorry, you can't have freedom. But Lone Star Transfer is the way to get out. The family business that will legally and permanently set you free from the timeshare that's dragging you down. Just give them a call. 99% of the time, they're successful. 844-310-2646. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
We must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. This is not about freedom or personal choice. We have to beat this thing. So while I didn't race to do it right away, that's why I've had to move toward requirements that everyone get vaccinated, where I had the authority to do that. That wasn't my first instinct. My administration is now requiring federal workers to be vaccinated. We've also required federal contractors to be vaccinated. If you have a contract with the federal government working for the federal government, you have to be vaccinated. We're requiring active duty military to be vaccinated. We're making sure healthcare workers are vaccinated, because if you seek care at a healthcare facility, you should have the certainty that the people providing that care are protected from COVID and cannot spread it to you.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
I'll never forget that last moment as long as I live, when the President of the United States of America stood up and told me his patience with me was wearing thin. Who the hell do these people think they are? Joining me now, Lauren Chen. I love Lauren. I haven't talked to her in ages. TPUSA contributor. Lauren, I know I'm just probably old and spiteful and everything and Irish, but I'm never going to let that stuff go. It still makes my blood pressure just rise every time I see that stuff.
Well, it absolutely should. I mean, here you have a president who's talking down to his fellow citizens for making personal medical decisions as if they were petulant children who were throwing a tantrum and not going to bed as they should. And like you said, who are you? Who do you think you are? And I mean, this was outrageous back then, but it's even more unbelievable after everything we've seen that's come out about, you know, the jab. AstraZeneca is now being removed from the market, something we've known was an issue for a long time about the possible health side effects. These are issues that people were talking about back then, but they were smeared as conspiracy theorists and grandma killers. And I don't think we, correct me if I'm wrong, we still have not gotten an apology from President Biden for all of this, as far as I know.
an apology. My goodness, Lauren, we've gotten far from an apology. The people who pushed all the lies on us are now, the best they can do is, well, we were misinformed. I want to credit Mays Moore and Tom Elliott for putting this little tidbit together of, well, here, watch.
And to be clear, by we, I mean you who are not protected for yourself and loved ones yet. You guys are the issue. Not the majority of the country that has already taken upon this task and now is being held hostage. There is going to be a consequence for irrational resistance. You being unprotected hurts my kids, hurts my mother. You are having your freedom stepped on because of those who believe freedom is about putting other people at risk. This is a tyranny of the unvaccinated. You have to have a vaccine passport. How are we going to know who got the booster and who didn't? We're going to have a way to track it. Ivermectin, a dewormer, really?
Yeah.
They need to be called out in shame. People so resistant to reason and relying on lies that they would rather try poison. You're not a horse. You are not a cow. Taking a drug that's given to livestock as an anti-parasitic, it doesn't work. Please don't take it.
Lauren, now he's out there saying he's got heart problems. He's not alone. They're all doing it. They all just kind of moved on like they weren't evil, vicious little monsters.
No, you're right. And as you mentioned, Chris Cuomo, most recently on the Patrick Bet David podcast, he's come out saying, like, look, guys, there were adverse side effects that I'm experiencing. On his own show, he's covered this issue, talking to other people who have had adverse side effects. It's like, hang on a second. I thought we were told that the vaccine was totally safe, that if you don't trust that, then you basically hate science and your fellow Americans. Isn't that what Chris Cuomo himself was saying? And on the issue of ivermectin, now Chris Cuomo is also saying not only is he having adverse side effects from the jab, but that he also has been given a round of ivermectin to deal with, I'm guessing, a previous COVID infection. It's like, so basically you were just 100% wrong. You were wrong with everything you were feeding your CNN viewers. And, you know, if Chris Cuomo specifically was the type of person to say, you know what, guys, I was misled. I did not do my job as a journalist. I accepted at face value what my higher-ups and our corporate sponsors over at Pfizer were telling us. I should have asked more questions. I shouldn't have just jumped on the bandwagon. And I especially should not have demonized my fellow Americans, for actually doing what I should have been doing, which is their own independent research. If he came forward and took that stance, I think people would be open to accepting. Maybe he's turned a new leaf. Maybe this is some sort of redemption arc. Instead, Chris Cuomo, from best I can tell, is actually saying that, hang on, we were just lied to. It wasn't my fault. The experts, they weren't telling us what was true. There was no way we could have known. It's like, how can you say that when simultaneously there were other people out there who did know this entire time? Look, I want to believe people can change. But it kind of seems like with Chris Cuomo specifically, this is just an attempt to kind of rebrand now that he's part of independent media. I don't think he's actually learned anything, sadly. And we certainly haven't gotten an apology from him, which I think we are owed as, you know, as the general public who is being shamed out there. He's literally on video encouraging us to be shamed for not taking the vaccine.
Yeah. Shamed and blamed for the vaccine. I remember it. It was all my fault. It was all your fault, Lauren.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving. We're switching on here because we have other things to talk about. The announcement today, everyone's talking about it. Trump and Biden are going to have a debate. Lauren, I talked about it in the opening of the show. I mean, yeah, I'm glad they're debating, but why are we debating on CNN? Why are we allowing them to dictate everything? No live audience, cutting off Donald Trump's mic. We accepted the only debate that doddering old fool might be able to win against Trump. Why do we do this?
I think it's because Republicans, for as much as they slam the mainstream media, corporate press, and even the Democratic Party, ultimately what so many establishment Republicans want more than anything else is to be accepted by those people, which is so frustrating because, you know, if Donald Trump were to do a town hall on X, it could be a completely open platform that we would not have to worry about bias moderation, which even Trump himself has complained about. But I think too many Republicans are still in the mindset that we have to play by the left's rules, which is why, honestly, Republicans often lose.
Lauren, one of the things that steams me to no end is how quickly we just succumb to communist language. We do it all the time. They choose language on purpose because they're trying to lie, and we adopt it right away. I was actually in church on Sunday, And our pastor gave a sermon about politics, and he called it a democracy about 85 times, and I could just feel my blood pressure in my head about to come out of my skull. Anyway, here's this little clip.
Anybody that votes Republican and doesn't understand you are voting for the end of democracy, just pay attention to the Sunday shows this past weekend.
Make this sacred pledge to you, the defense, protection, and preservation of American democracy will remain as it has been, the central cause of my presidency.
American democracy could end with the election of Donald Trump.
Iowa, apparently short for, I don't want to live in a democracy anymore.
And the man has, you know, he's declared open season on democracy.
Democracy, our freedoms are what's on the line.
Our democracy depends on you.
It really does, folks. That's no joke.
Lauren, why do commies love that word? And more importantly, why does the right adopt that word?
Well, actually, I've cracked the code. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but if they like something, they call it democracy. If they don't like something, they call it either fascism or insurrection. Doesn't matter if those terms are actually accurate. That's basically how they categorize things. But look, I'm going to come out and say it. I'm not a fan of democracy. Democracy, as the founding fathers understood in its purest form, is simply mob rule. And guess what? There's this lie that, like you said, commies especially love to feed people that democracy inherently means freedom. That's absolutely not true. Life, liberty, and property, all three of our most intrinsic liberties, can be threatened and even taken away from us because of a democratic vote. Okay, we see this with redistributive taxes. We see this all the times that abortion has been put on a ballot. There is nothing inherently freedom-loving or safe or even good about mob rule. But the reason why they like to fear-monger and say that, oh, Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy, is because they basically want to be able to take the moral high ground while simultaneously, ironically enough, limiting people's ability to vote for Donald Trump on the coming ballot. Okay, there is a huge leftist effort right now to remove him from the ballot, make you unable to vote for Donald Trump, whether that's any number of bogus court issues going on right now. And simultaneously, they will say that it's to protect democracy. That's why they're doing it. But I mean, it's basically a huge farce. You've even had AOC say that not only is democracy like a core American value, spoiler, it's not, but they'll also try to link this in with racial justice and climate change and all of the buzzwords. It's like, look, let's be real. Let's speak plainly here. What you want is to remove Donald Trump from the ballot in November, okay? What you also want is to make it basically illegal for people to challenge the veracity of the 2020 election. But what's kind of ironic is that one of the core tenets of democracy, if you even subscribe to that, is the idea of free and fair elections. And free and fair elections are not free or fair if they're conducted in a very opaque manner, as I think was the case in 2020.
Opaque is such a great word. I'm going to figure out how to use that word in a sentence, and I'm going to use it today. It's going to be awesome. Lauren, you are the best. Come back soon. All right. We're not done. We have more. Talk about the system turning on people, being debanked. This is happening out there right now. Did you know that? Now, I'm ready to talk about it. Are you? The reason I'm ready to talk about it is I had a great night's sleep. Did you have a great night's sleep? You know, dream powder can change things for you if you don't sleep well. Do you sleep for 8 hours straight every night? Most people do not. With dream powder, you will. I do. It is natural, so it's not more drugs. You don't wake up feeling all groggy like you're in a fog. Things to sleep always have done that to me, but not dream powder because it's all just natural stuff, magnesium, things like that. Tastes amazing. It's like I'm having a cup of cinnamon hot chocolate before bed. Pour a little in milk, stir it up, warm it up, and I just sit there and sip on it, and then I just drift off to sleep. And wake up ready to go. You want some of that? About 40% off. How about that? Shopbeam.com/Jesse Kelly gets you 40% off. Shopbeam.com/Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we talk a lot about the problems and how evil the system is and the things that they might do in the future. Don't we do that? I'm sure I'm guilty of that, too. They're going to do this. Hey, down the road, they're going to do this. But that ignores the things they're already doing. They're already doing horrible things right now. It may not have happened to you or me, but it's happening right now. I wonder what Christina thinks about what the future might look like. Joining me now, as she has before, Christina Urso. She is the one. She's an independent journalist. She's the one who made that outstanding documentary, Kidnap and Kill, about the FBI and everything they did. Christina, what does the future of banking look like for people on the right?
Well, unfortunately, right now, it looks like the future is debanking, which is kind of par for the course, especially for the big banks like Bank of America. They've been doing this for a while now. Like you said, this is not a new thing, right? It's new in the sense that they were targeting people like Donald Trump's lawyers, right? Like John Eastman was debanked by Bank of America and USAA recently. But to target somebody like me, an independent journalist, independent filmmaker, I'm not sure why I'm getting that treatment. But I think this is indicative of what regular people can expect in the future if they simply dissent from the official narrative.
Christina, would you walk us through exactly what happened to you? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so completely unexpected. Bank of America debanked us. We had, my husband and I had a joint account there that we've had for like almost a decade now. It's been a long time. And my card stopped working. That was the first thing I noticed. I tried to log on to the online mobile banking and my username was completely disabled. Like it said that my username wasn't even a username. So at this point, I can't even log in to my bank account and see my available balance. Also at this time, I had I'd made several deposits. So I was waiting on a couple checks to clear. And so that happens. I go physically into my bank location thinking that maybe there's been a mistake and they're going to fix it there. That's not what happens. I recorded part of it, but the woman at the front desk looks into this and she goes, your account has been terminated. And she said the risk department made this decision. And she couldn't tell me why they made this decision, when the decision was made, what prompted it. So she put me in a cubicle and she gives me the phone to talk to somebody else from the risk department. That person
on the phone from the risk department would not tell me why they terminated the account. They wouldn't tell me what the current account balance was. They wouldn't tell me if my deposits had cleared that I was waiting for to clear. And they weren't really giving me any information. And then they said, I go, well, can I deposit or can I withdraw the balance then if you're going to terminate my account with no notice? Can I just take my funds and leave? They said no. The bank would cut me a check in the mail and they wouldn't give me a time frame for that. And for somebody like myself, who's a independent filmmaker and journalist, like every amount matters, right? It's all important to me. So in the meantime, too, I have auto pays set up that were supposed to go through. They all kind of hit at that time also, which I thought the timing of it was interesting. So I'm getting these emails saying my payments are being declined. And the bank isn't really giving me any information. So that was the last thing I heard. And then I talked about this on social media. I put out a thread saying what the bank had done and putting up the video I recorded inside the bank of the teller telling me that they terminated the account. I did not expect it to blow up on social media the way that it did. And as of last night, the Bank of America started calling my phone yesterday, blowing my phone up. As of last night, they're telling me that bank executives are investigating and other parties are investigating also, and they have restored the account. And they're still not telling, they're not giving me any information. So to me, this seems like they made a mistake in their debanking. They've received a ton of backlash about what they've been doing, and now they're trying to weasel out of it by restoring it. But that's unacceptable. It's not acceptable to me. I will not be banking with Bank of America anymore in the future. And I recommend everybody that has, if you bank with them, your money is not safe there. Get your money out of Bank of America. This is routine practices by them. Right now, there are 15 different attorney generals who have signed a letter to Bank of America requesting information about this specific issue of debanking conservatives or dissidents. Bank of America, by the way, has a deadline of today or tomorrow to respond to that letter, which I also find interesting. So that's well, where we stand right too. Now.
Yeah, and thank goodness you have the size of the platform you do, or you still wouldn't have a bank. But this, you know, brings me back to normal people, people watching us right now who don't have a platform the size of yours, who aren't going to be able to raise awareness like this. Right. And if it happens to them, they're gone without having any bully pulpit at all. It's freaking evil. It's wrong. All right, I don't want to move past this. I'd love to stay on it all day, but you have done other reporting, as you often do. Outstanding reporting. I love the independent journalist realm. It's always the best stuff. Gretchen Whitmer, the FedNapping thing. You've been all over this like white on rice. What's the latest?
Yes. Yeah, so the latest is Adam and Barry, who were the men that were framed as the ringleader and spiritual leader of the FBI's plot. Their oral arguments were just had at the Sixth Circuit in front of a three-judge panel. Those judges seem to be concerned about the government's behavior, specifically regarding the use of a dozen informants to manufacture the hoax. So they were asking the prosecutor about these hearsay statements. This was a ruling Judge Yonker had made in the federal case to basically prevent a lot of exculpatory information coming in from audio recordings made by CHSs. And so it looks to me, the government has been given 2 weeks to provide some answers to the Sixth Circuit about why those statements should not be allowed in. I think right now what's going to happen is that the appeals are going to be favorable to these guys. They deserve a new trial, and I think that's what's going to happen. Now, I'm sure the government is going to continue to pursue these men and go after them with a third trial. Imagine that. Five men have been acquitted by two different juries who already saw through this for what it was, and they're going to try to do this again just to keep these men incarcerated and continue to cover up what they did in this case, which was criminal.
To say nothing of the fact that they're completely financially destroying these poor saps, just poor, dumb souls freaking wiped out by this evil. Yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely awful what they've done. Freaking hate it. Christina, I got to let you go. I got other stuff to get to, but you are the best. Thank you for joining us. Wishing you the best. All right. Lighten the mood. Next.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know a phobia that is very common. You probably have it. Most people, it seems like, have it. It's speaking in front of people. You know, they say, and this is, it's wild to me because I've spoken in front of people enough that I'm okay with it. It just doesn't bother me now. But it's wild to me that many people are more afraid of speaking in front of a crowd than they are of something like heights. Maybe you're afraid of heights, maybe you're not, but let's be honest about something here. Being afraid of heights, not wanting to go up on the 30-foot ladder, that's a reasonable fear. You got broken legs and skulls. It's an understandable fear, in the very least. Speaking in front of people, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It's not like you're going to mess up the name of the university in front of everybody.
Selena Eisenor. Michinlu Iabri. Efuni Batista Santos. Jasiku Lynn Boer. Marcelin Brabazan Carr. Sayer Uvun Jinju Brinun. Victoria Lee Zubeth-Ross. Thomas. And my apologies for the phonetic spelling or pronunciation of the names that was on the cards. I would have been better just reading from the book. My apologies, graduates.
I see them all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.